It's Hella Radio. I'm George Qureshi. So, today's episode, we're back with more soccer chants. We've already looked really closely at a certain chant that's popular with a lot of MLS teams. It goes, but there are better chants out there. In stadiums around the world, fans sing songs that are more original and funnier and sometimes more vulgar. And we asked you to send us some of your favorites. We got suggestions like this one. That was Manchester United fans serenading their new boss, David Moyes. Now, it's just a great tune. Others were recommended for their, you could say, their lyrical content. That was a bunch of Tottenham fans singing about their perpetually injured center back, Ledley King, and making fun of John Terry. And then there's this. Playful take on the popular stand-up refrain from some Irish supporters. And anything that takes its tune from a Beatles song is fine by us. In case you hadn't guessed, those were fans of the Seattle Sounders. We got suggestions from faraway places and other languages, too. Soccer writer Sam Kelly dialed in from his home in Buenos Aires to explain what that one means.
You've just heard a wonderful ditty called La Concha de tu Madre, All Boys. The lyrics to this song are dedicated to the fan base of the Argentine football club All Boys, who play now in the first division but have spent most of their history in the second and third. And the lyrics translate roughly to your mother's pussy, All Boys, your mother's pussy, All Boys, we're going to kill you all, your mother is a massive whore.
And where it comes from.
This chant was invented by the fans of Atlanta, one of All Boys' local rivals. In the late 1980s, Atlanta now play in the third division. They have for most of that time, but All Boys have since risen up to the Primera. And the chant has been adopted by a whole bunch of different groups of fans of other clubs from across Argentina, right across the divisions. It very occasionally even gets outings when All Boys are not the away team.
Thanks to Sam Kelly for that explanation. And we've arrived at our main feature. It comes from a guy who is becoming one of our regular contributors. Alan Black. And it is a mesmerizing incantation, a celebration of some of the foulest, filthiest football chants you're ever going to hear. We call it...
Soccer and drinking go together like beer mixed with Coca-Cola. And from the consumption comes the football supporter song. Musical creations of the fans for the players and the public to enjoy. Now Take the country of Scotland, a nation avoided by the Roman Empire 2,000 years ago. Unhooked from a diet of pizza, pasta, and opera, Scotland was obliged to develop its own fried a cappella. Compositions likely to burn more than your upper lip. Take the traditional Scottish soccer ballad sung by the home team choir to visiting teams and their fans.
You're gonna get your fucking head kicked in. You're gonna get your fucking head kicked in.
Warmed by this hello, the visitors are then introduced to the gracious personality of their hosts by the recitation of the monastic chant.
We're crazy, we're mental, we're off our fucking heads. We're crazy, we're mental,
she's crazy,
we're off our fucking heads.
This dark age of barbaric rhyme plunged to cruelty's deep. Male balding patterns were savagely scorned. Was screamed at any player with a Donald Trump comb over. Teams from the outer regions of Scotland, where fucking sheep replaces therapy sessions, were often tormented by the bestial chant.
Sheep shagging bastards, you're only sheep shagging bastards. Sheep-shagging bastards, you're only sheep-shagging bastards. Sheep-shagging bastards, you're only sheep-shagging bastards. Sheep-shagging bastards, you're only sheep-shagging bastards.
Mutton is off the menu in northern Scotland. So when the game is over and the visiting fans start to think about their trip back home to loved ones, the hosts remind them that the train has been cancelled and tonight's form of transport home will be, you're going home in a fucking ambulance. Cause you're gonna get your fucking head kicked in.
You're gonna get your fucking head kicked in.
Ah, Scotland's soccer opera. Tragic.
I want to thank Alan Black for that. He's written a book, you know, and it was actually edited by another Howler contributor, Luke Dempsey, who has written two fine pieces about Manchester United in issues 1 and 3 of the magazine. Alan's book is called Kick the Balls, and it's about coaching youth soccer, and you can find it on Amazon. It's very funny. His Twitter handle, by the way, is @footyheader. Thanks also to Sam Kelly, who has his own podcast all about Argentine soccer. It's called Hand of Pod, and you can seek him out at handofpod.wordpress.com. Matthew Nelson is our producer, and he is responsible for bringing together everything you've just heard. Finally, the Howler singers make every episode of Howler Radio so delightful, and their work on this one was just so good. And so I want to thank them and their ringleader, Lindsay Elliott. But you know, I was getting kind of jealous, because lately they've been singing the names of our contributors, and I thought, you know, It would be kind of neat to have him sing my name, too. And so I asked them to come up with something, just to keep it simple, and they said they ran out of time. So I'm hoping that in the next episode we can get that in. Well, that's all from us. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm
George Kurishi. George Kurishi. George Kurishi. George Kurishi. George Kurishi. La concha de tu madre, old boy. La concha de tu madre, old boy. Lo vamos a matar a todos, la reputa madre. Que los reparió.